قال الإمام علي عليه السلام: من حذرك كمن بشرك.
آن که تو را از گزندی ترساند چون کسی است که تو را مژده رساند.
Whoever warns you is like one who gives you good tidings.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. قال علی بن ابی طالب علیه السلام: من حذرک کمن بشرک. علی بن ابی طالب علیه السلام says in نهج البلاغه: whoever warns you is like one who gives you good tidings. What he's implying here is that the people who in life point out your mistakes or your faults or the wrongdoings that you are going through, and he warns you for it and says, look, don't do this. He says that that person is like the one who gives you the good tidings. Kaman basharaka. So the one who is giving you the good news, meaning what he's doing is that he's not warning you. He's protecting you. He's saving you. That's what he's doing. And the people who want the best for us are our parents. And they're the ones who tell us off the most, who warn us the most. Don't do this, these will be the consequences. And we as sometimes, you know, children, as young people, get agitated or fed up that why are they doing this to us? Why are they always telling me don't do this or this will have bad consequences? But they only do this because they want good for us. And the Imam al-Islam is saying that so the people who warn you, not only your parents, your teachers, your elders, your friends, the friends that warn you are the ones that are giving you good tidings, meaning they are the ones who want good for you. So they will warn you to help you. So your true friends and your well-wishers are not the ones who praise you all the time, but the ones who warn you. Warnings are signs that we are making mistakes. Warnings are signs that we may go down the wrong line. We may commit faults or sins that may have wrong consequences, both in this world and the hereafter. So warning is a good sign. It is not a sign that people hate us or dislike us. It is a sign that people care about us. And the ones who care about us, we should care about them. And we should listen to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always warns you in the Holy Quran. All the prophets and the apostles, peace be upon them all, Allah sent, they always warned you. The Imams alayhi salam always warned you against sins, against evil, against being unfaithful. And likewise, learned scholars, our elders, parents, and other dignified members of the society always warn us. And the best warner is your own self. Warn yourself, well, you know, I'm not doing something well, I'm not doing something right. You need to improve. So it is a very clear statement from the Imam Islam that says that whoever warns you is like the one who gives you good tidings. He's giving you well-wishing. He's your well-wisher. Thank you very much for listening.